You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday morning, the 4th of March. It is so good to be back behind this microphone again. I'll tell you, I've just gone through, as many of you have, this wicked respiratory infection, and it's good to be feeling good again here on this Monday morning. And you're about to hear now the sermon I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. I apologize, sermon, and it's so frustrating because I thought it was such a great sermon in Matthew chapter 4, and my computer died on me. My replacement stopped recording after 22 minutes, so we missed the end of it. And I had no voice to re-record it. So maybe I'll get a chance to do that. But in the meantime, for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, you're going to hear what I just preached yesterday. We're starting the Sermon on the Mount. And I think we go through 9 blessings. Blessings and rewards. He says, blessed are. And then he makes a promise to those that are blessed. So that's where we're at today. For more info on this ministry, I encourage you to follow us along here on WGOD Radio on Facebook. And the website is WGODradio.com. Let's go to part one now of this message, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart.
Need the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, and oh, what joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed me and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy watch me and make me whole. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
What are you going to do next week? Is it Sunday yet? I'm not even done with this Sunday. Isn't he a blessing to this house and his wife too? Thank you so much. What a blessing that is. Tremendous. It's two great souls like you two and the great music you bring us. Been battling this horrific sickness this week, but I'm much better now. And I think I'm just going to forgive me if I just sweat it out of me today. If I turn this fan up full blast. But last week, I'll tell you, that was one of my favorite sermons last week here in Matthew chapter 4. And I go into the back and our recorder stopped playing at 20 minutes. And I had no sermon to share on the podcast. So I've got that fixed. So unfortunately, I thought that was a great service last week looking at the how Jesus fought against the enemy and the example that he gave us. So here today, we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount, the most famous, probably the most famous teaching ever in the history of the universe is the Sermon on the Mount. This from John MacArthur. The Sermon on the Mount introduces a series of five important discourses recorded in Matthew. This sermon is a masterful exposition of the law and a potent assault on the Pharisaic legalism, closing with a call to true faith and salvation. And John MacArthur continues. He says, Christ expounded the full meaning of the law, showing its demands were humanly impossible. And then put a verse in quotations there, Matthew 5:48, which says this, therefore, it was up here on the board before, be ye perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. No big deal, we can keep that one, right? How are you doing it that? Be perfect. Just to prove the point that the law is not designed to save you. The law was designed to condemn you. It was designed to have you to cry out to God like the Apostle Paul did and say, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Because you can't keep the law. But what we have, see, I'm cutting to the chase to the end of chapter 5, is that we got someone who did keep the law and was perfect. And he wants to share his righteousness with all of you. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Someone was perfect in your stead. And his name is Jesus. That's why we come here every week. Hooray! That's why we come here every week and worship him. He was perfect for you. This is why the Bible says the simplicity that is in Christ, all you got to do is believe and call on the name of the Lord. He did all the work. You can't be perfect. He was. He shed his blood for you, died in your place. Worship him. He's God. We can't be perfect. And it's the most asinine thing to try to go back to the law to keep it. You can't keep it. Okay, now we're in chapter 5. And let's see where the Holy Spirit wants us to focus on today. I've counted 9 blessings and rewards
in these 11 verses of Beatitudes. 9 blessings. Each one, there's a blessing and a reward, right? Blessed are, Beatitude. 9 blessings with a reward right after. Verse 1, now seeing the crowds, he went up into the mountain, and afterward he had sat down. His disciples approached him. So notice he's sitting down. In the Gospel of Luke, he's standing up. He probably gave this sermon dozens of times. That's why they're different in different Gospels. The Gospel of Luke, he's standing up. Here he's sitting down. It's a different discourse. It's not the same. He didn't just say this once. Opening his mouth, he began to teach them. That's his disciples, not just the 12, but his disciples, saying, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, which, by the way, is a quote from King David, Psalm 37. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. Notice how Jesus flips the script. Blessed are the poor, he says, in spirit. And then promises all of these that are suffering or marginalized the promise of heaven. So those are the first four. Blessed are the poor. Number 2, blessed are those who mourn. Number 3, blessed are the meek. Number 4, the hungry. Verse 6 is one of my all-time favorite verses in the Bible. This is not those who hunger for food. Let's read it again. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. You want evidence of your salvation? Look right there. They ought to put that on the front page of hymnals. How do you know if you're saved? Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. And this blessing starts with a person. Malachi says that someday soon the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Jeremiah the prophet says his name will be called the Lord our Righteousness. Starts with a person. So the hunger and thirst after righteousness starts with the Son of Righteousness and the Lord our righteousness and receiving him. And once you do, then truly you will want what he wants. You will love what he loves. You will hate what he hates. And you will be blessed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.